The following shir has been presented by Rav Baruch Rubanowitz, Dayan Beis Din Nesivos Chayim Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Parak HaShoel continues teaching about the unique halacha of Shmir B'Bailim. When the Bailim, the Pasuk says, in Ba'olov Imoy, if the owner of the object that was lent, the Mashil, is in service of the Shoel, is working for him, for pay or for free, at the time that the Shoel is Mischayev in the Shmira, is Mechayev himself, he makes a kinyan on the object, then the Shoel is going to be putter for anything that happens later on, whether it's an oines or geneva, aveda, or even a pshia. And we don't need that to have a situation where the Shoel is getting the services of the mashal at the time that the chiyuv happens. At the Gemara in Sadihei Mebeis explains, as long as the Shmashil is working for the Shoel at the time that the Shoel is becoming Chayef, is Koyle the Chayfetz B'Sheelo, then he's going to be Potter. And it's not only true for Shoel, it's true for all of the Dalet Shoimrim. A story that will illustrate some of these halachas is where Shaul was living in Beit Shemesh, and he invited his friend Shlomo and his wife over for Shabbos. Shlomo and his wife had a very hard week. Shlomo was just fired from his job and had nothing to go back to for the next week. Shlomo's wife was driving their car and crashed and totaled their car, and they had a lot of pressures. And Shlomo and his wife invited them over for Shabbos to Beit Shemesh. Shlomo lived in Yerushalayim. Shaul heard about the difficulties that Shlomo was having, and he suggested that they go for vacation for the next week. They have no job to go back to anyway. But Shlomo said, we have no car, and explained to them why they can't drive up north or go on vacation. Shaul and his wife suggested, listen, why don't you borrow our car? We're having difficulties anyway with traveling in and out to our work in Yerushalayim. We'll stay in your house for the week. And anyway, we're renovating our kitchen, and we won't be able to use it this week, so it's a perfect time. We'll leave Beit Shemesh, we'll move into your house in Yerushalayim. We don't need the car there. You take our car and go up north and have a good time. It seemed to be a great plan. Sunday night, Shaul and his wife drove their car to Yerushalayim. They stayed in the house, in Shlomo's house. The next morning, Shlomo and his wife took Shaul's car, left up north, and they had a good time. At the end of the week, they were coming back home. They were hungry. They stopped into a store to get something to eat and drink, and they left the keys in the car. They were only in the store for a minute, but when they came out, the car was gone. They came back down to Yerushalayim, and they explained the story to Shaul. Shaul called the insurance company. The insurance company said, we're not going to cover it because there was negligence. The keys were left in the car. Shaul and his wife decided that they're going to ask Shlomo to pay the 60,000 shekel value of the car, about $15,000, and then they'll be able to put it behind them and continue the relationship. Shlomo said, I think that we're putzer, because you were borrowing, using our house, but that carries with it some responsibilities. You were actually babysitting, house sitting for us. You were making certain that it wouldn't catch on fire. You were making certain people wouldn't steal it, and all the objects inside. So you were doing a service for me at the time that I was mischayev, at the time that I borrowed your car. I think that I'm putter because of the pasuk in Ba'olav Imoy Lo Yishalem. What is the halacha? Is the usage that Shaul and his wife had of the house enough to be considered a service for Shlomo and his wife, creating a p'tur here for a p'shia or not. Shitas Rashi on Daf Pei Aleph is that although when a person watches something for somebody else, he's considered doing him a service, and it has a p'tur of shmir b'vaylim when two people are watching each other's object. But Rashi says that she'ela is not that way. When a person is borrowing something, he's benefiting it for himself. All the kol hanoa shaloi, as the Nesivos explains in Siman Shinhei Sifkot and Beis, the Shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, Shaul and his wife were not doing any service for Shlomo by house sitting. They were just interested in their own benefit. They were staying in the house and they were gaining from it. But the other Mishnayim disagree with Rashi. The Rambam, the Rama, the Rosh, and the Mechaber, the Al-Paskin, that when a person borrows something, he's also taking responsibility to make certain that nothing happens, that it doesn't get stolen, that no onus, that no pshia happens to it. And that responsibility of chiv shmira on the chefetz is a toiva for the mashil. And therefore, according to the Mechaber, for sure, the person has, the shoyel, has a tour of shmira bebailim if the mashil is borrowing something from the shoyel as well. The Ramah brings both deis, Rashi and the Rambam. And therefore, even according to the Ramah, if a person has a taina, the shoyel, the person who borrowed the car in this case, has a taina that there is shmira bebailim because there is a shita in Shulchan Aruch that's brought that way, you cannot be moitzi mamon fam. You could say killing. I hold like the shita of the Rambam. I hold that like that shita that's brought in the Rambam that says it is considered that even a shoyel who's doing it for himself but also has responsibility to take care of the house is doing a service, and if he did the service for the shoyel of the car at the time that he was mechayev himself in the chiyuv shmira, which is when he started driving the car Monday morning, at that moment Shaul and his wife were house sitting, were had to take care of the house and its belongings for the shoyel, for shloime, so there should be a p'tur of ba'ol of himoy. However, the application may not be a work for us in the case where they're borrowing and using a house. If they would be using metaltalin, then you could say that he's Shaul and his wife are doing a service for Shlomo by watching that item. But by a house with karka, even tola shalosoy chibra, like a house, it's not so straightforward. Because the shita of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Shin Aleph Sif Aleph is that there's no shmira on karkois whatsoever. Even, not only is it a p'tur in oynis, geneva v'aveda, but even p'shia. If someone borrows a house, uses a house, and he lights candles, and it catches on the drapes and burns the house down, a pidini's p'tur on the house. Because there's no chiyuv shmira on karka. If he lets water run in the bathtub and it overflows and destroys, waterlogs the house and destroys the house, he's putter, al pi din. So if he's going to be putter, there's no chiyuv shmira. He never intended to watch it. He only intended to borrow it for his own purposes. But we wanted to say that because he's chayiv in shmira, he's chayiv in certain halachas, that makes him doing a service, because the chiyuv moment creates a chiyuv shmira, so now he's doing a service by house sitting, because he's responsible to do that. But now he's potter from all the chiyuvim, so there's no chiyuv shmira on him whatsoever. He's not doing any service at all for Shloima. However, the Shita of the Rambam is that pshi on karka is chayiv. The Shach Paskel is like that. There is a shita like that. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And it being that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as a shita, so therefore, l'cha'ora one could argue, Shloimei could argue, that being that according to the one shita in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, there is at least a chiv of pshia, of negligence, on things that happened to karka, that creates a chiv shmira. It's a chiv mamam, which creates a chiv shmira. So you're doing a service to me to make certain that no pshia happens. And that was there also at the time when I borrowed the car. You were doing that service for me. You were watching the house from pshia. However, again, we could argue that according to the Nesivis, in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot and Chav Dalet, he brings the sheet of the Machane Ephraim that says, in order for there to be a chiv, a ptur, of shmir of the Bailam, you have to be doing something. You have to watch it and protect. Just the fact that you're not going to be negligent, you're not going to be posheya, you don't have to do anything. All you need to do is to take the chafetz, take the pikkudin and put it in a safe place. Or keep the house in a safe matzav. But you have, if anything, you have to watch yourself. You don't have to protect the house. You're not doing a service by watching the house for him. You don't have to put guards around to make sure no one steals anything. So therefore, the Machane Ephraim says, just watching from a chiv pshia, like by a shomer chinam, that's not called a shmira bebailam. Machane Ephraim says it by shomer chinam, but b'chaira, the same svara would apply to the shitas harambam by shmira bekarka, where there's also just a chiv pshia. And that's not enough to make it as if I'm doing a service for Shlomo in this case. So again, we have a problem that l'cha'ora, Shlomo should be chayef because Shaul is not doing anything for him. However, although we have no clear way of viewing Shaul and his wife as doing a service by watching the house for Shlomo and his wife, however, there were other things, metaltlin, inside the house that they were also watching. And maybe on those chafats and those metaltlin, they're doing a service to make certain that no oines, no genevah aveda, and also no pshia happens to those items. But if they were not mekabel shmira on the bayis, and there was no kinyan on the metaltlin on the chafatzim, so then there was no chiv shmira without a kinyan on those chafatzim. So again, where is the chiv shmira? Where is the shmira of the chafatzim? The Ktzoi says in Siman Sarihei that if a person is putter from shmira of bayis, he's also putter from the chafatzim that are inside the house because you need a special kinyan on the metaltlin. However, there's a nesivus in Shin Mem Sifkot and Ches that says when you're dealing with chafatzim, it's in order to be koine a kinyan shmira of a shoyel, you don't need the normal kinyonim of meshicha and agabal. It's sufficient just to use the items. Once you use the items and you're nene from it, that is enough of a kinyan to mechayev the person in shmira. And therefore, when Shaul and his wife came into the house Sunday night, and they used the beds, they slept in the beds, they used the refrigerator, they used the stereo system. When they were nenef in the chafotzim and the metaltlin, that hanoi is a kinyan, is b'chayiv them in shmira on those items, as a shoyo, chayiv in oinsin, chayiv in genev of aveda. And that chiyuv carries with it as well a responsibility to watch it to make sure nothing happens. And now, in fact, at least on those items they were doing a service for Shlomo at the time that he borrowed the car on Monday morning and took it off. So in fact, l'cha'ora, it should come out that api halacha, Shlomo is potter from the car that was stolen, even though he borrowed it, but the Torah says, if ba'olav imoy lo yishalim, the bailam of the car, Shaul and his wife, We're imoy. We're working. We're watching the chafetzim in the house, the refrigerator and the bed and the stereo and all the items that they used in the house. At the time, they had to watch it to make sure nothing happens to it for the sake of shloimoy. That shepater shloimoy al pidin from paying a chiyuv of geneva aveda on the car.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.